This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Don Roberts. The United States is boosting efforts to evacuate more Afghan refugees, citing increasing Taliban violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Until now, the State Department planned to bring to America Afghans who worked directly for the U.S. government. It's now creating another category for those who did not, but may be at risk due to U.S. affiliation. That would include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that get U.S. funding, among others. The department says it'll give many thousands of Afghans and their immediate families the chance to permanently resettle in the U.S., though it's not saying exactly how many. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States and Britain said Monday the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets, the murders, quote, must be investigated and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible held accountable, end quote. Russia's ambassador to the United States said Washington had asked 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country by September 3rd after their visas expired. Anatoly Antonov did not say whether the U.S. request was prompted by any particular dispute, and there was no immediate comment from Washington. He said in a magazine interview published Sunday, quote, almost all of them will leave without replacements because Washington has abruptly tightened visa issuing procedures, end quote. This is VOA News. The Joint Committee on Taxation, the nonpartisan research arm of the U.S. Congress, projected the tax provisions of the bipartisan Senate infrastructure bill would increase the country's revenue by $51 billion over the next 10 years. Senators unveiled a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package Sunday night, wrapping up days of painstaking work on the inches-thick bill and launching what is certain to be a lengthy debate over President Joe Biden's big priority. It is being financed from funding sources that might not pass muster with deficit hawks, including repurposing some $205 billion in untapped COVID-19 relief aid. Here's a look at some of the latest COVID-19 developments around the world. Millions of people are confined to their homes in China as the country tries to contain its largest outbreak in months with mass testing and travel curbs. Germany will start offering COVID booster shots to the elderly and at risk from September, the health ministry says, citing concerns over, quote, a reduced or rapidly declining immune response, end quote, among some groups. Troops hit Sydney's streets to help enforce its prolonged lockdown as stay-at-home orders in Australia's third-largest city, Brisbane, are extended to curb a worsening outbreak. Hong Kong civil servants, teachers, and healthcare workers must be vaccinated against the virus or pay for regular testing, the city's leader announces. Iran's daily COVID caseload crosses the 37,000 mark for the first time as the Islamic Republic also records its highest daily fatalities in 3 months. French President Emmanuel Macron takes to TikTok and Instagram to try to counter misinformation about vaccines following a third weekend of demonstrations over a controversial COVID health pass. Firefighters using planes and helicopters and locals with buckets of water battled wildfires raging for a sixth day near southern resorts in drought-hit Turkey, and the government faced fresh criticism of its handling of the disaster. Seven fires were still burning Monday, fanned by high temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity, the forestry minister said. Data from the European Forest Fire Information Service showed there have been three times as many fires as usual this year, while the 136,000 hectares burning were almost three times the area burnt on average in an entire year. Simone Biles is returning to competition in Tokyo. The 2016 Olympic champion will compete in the balance beam finals Tuesday. That's a little over a week after the American superstar stepped away from the meet to focus on her mental health. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.